On a Sunday afternoon in 1937, a policeman stationed outside Max Miller's University Parkway delicatessen stopped a departing customer in his tracks and demanded to see what he had purchased. According to the newspaper report of the incident, to the customer's dismay, the policeman discovered contraband, a corned beef on rye with mustard. Max was promptly arrested and fined $25. And why? What was Max's offense? This. He sold a corned beef sandwich on a Sunday, which for most of Maryland in the 1930s and up into the 1980s was against state laws. What laws? The blue laws. All of them, as they came to be known. Early enforcement of them was led by the fiery, charismatic, spread eagle orator and activist, the Reverend W.W. Davis, president of the Lord's Day Alliance. Members' mission was to preserve Sunday as a day of rest, and no kidding. The blue laws pretty much shut down Baltimore City and most of the counties on Sundays. A corned beef sandwich was the least of it. No ball playing was allowed. The Orioles got around the laws by letting fans in free but charging for scorecards. Movies, concert halls, theaters, museums were officially closed. Trying to figure out the laws could give you a stomachache. You could buy gas but not tires, cigars but not matches, bread for a sandwich but not the meat. But back to that day in 1937 when Max's customer was caught by a policeman buying a corned beef sandwich on the Lord's Day. Times were changing, and in the late 1930s, over fierce objection of the Reverend Davis forces, the laws were loosened, very gradually, one Sunday at a time. After the Reverend Davis died in 1941, the vigor went out of the Blue Laws movement. Retail stores in the area remained officially closed on Sunday into the 1980s, when pressure from the giant out-of-town retail chains ended the matter. Today and since, Sunday remains one of the biggest shopping days of the calendar. So come next Sunday, go out and buy yourself a corned beef sandwich and enjoy, because you won't be arrested for it. Blue laws are gone. Reverend Davis is dead. Don't hold the mustard.